Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Aleph in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 993rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue analyzing the opening Mishnah in Perek HaMadir, the 7th Perek of Ksubis, discussing the phenomenon of when a husband says that he's not going to give his wife any benefit. At what moment is there a chiyuv to divorce her? Our Gemara is going to begin analyzing the statement of Rabbi Yehuda that differentiated between a Yisrael and a Kohen. And then we're going to have a fundamental machlokis between Rav and Shmuel, a little bit of history. Rav, of course, is a Talmud of Rebbe and a relation to Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia is the one who was in the Masader of the Brisos and was a relative with Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia took him to learn with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So Rav is a very, very important player in general, in terms of the development of Shalshalos HaMasayra, and of course, his Chaver Bar Pluksa was Shmuel. In general, we follow Rav when it comes to Yisurim and Shmuel when it comes to Mamanos. So here we have a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel in terms of how to interpret the words of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And that is, according to Rav, when our Mishnah says that when a husband utters such a neder that for 30 days he does not divorce her, Rav is of the opinion that that is only going to be if he says expressly that the neder is for 30 days. But if it's just stam a neder, so then he immediately divorces her, while Shmuel says that we don't divorce within the first 30 days. And that's going to take us through the first half of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. Then our Gemara is going to get involved with Hilchos Nedarim. What happens when there is a questionable neder and when the husband is silent? And an interesting machlokis with an expression that we've come across in the past, and that is hu nosen etzbo ben shinel versus hi nosen es etzbo shineha. And that's going to be a machlokis tanoim. Obviously, we'll explain what those two expressions mean, even though we've had them previously. On Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, we're going to get into more details of the neder, in the particular neder, and the particular language of the neder that the husband will use, both in terms of tashmish and in regards to her putting on cosmetics. And then we will have a new Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amid Beis with the unfortunate phenomenon, and, you know, some things don't change, and in the Mishnayos we deal with phenomenon that even exists today, and that is the unfortunate phenomenon when a husband doesn't want his wife to go to her parents' house. Sometimes in its extreme is the most unfortunate controlling issue. But stam, then the husband might be psychologically unstable. But in a healthy situation, but an unhealthy situation, when a husband makes a neder that his wife cannot go to her parents' house, what the halachos are going to be, that is an unreasonable request, and therefore the Mishnah has to deal with that case appropriately. Says the Gemara in the top of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad. So in order to understand Rabbi Yehuda, we need to go back to the Mishnah on Ayin Amid Aleph. Hamadur is Ishto, the Mishnah tells me, L'henos Tolat Shoshim Yom, Yamot Parnis. If the neder is that his wife cannot derive benefit from him for 30 days, so then in such a case, a Parnes could be appointed, and in yesterday's daf we discussed that a Parnes is if he says kol hazon eini mafsid, and therefore it's not considered as if the wife is getting direct benefit from him. So there is a 30-day period. More than that, they have to get divorced. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, ostensibly, that more than 30 days they would have to get divorced, but that only applies to Yisrael. But a Kohen has 2 months. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda amir b'Yisrael chodesh echad, b'Kohen he learned Shnayim Yikayim, that he could stay married for 2 months. Says the Gemara, in regards to Yisrael, Hainu Tanakama, there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. Amar Abaye, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda is being repetitious in regards to Yisrael, but Kohenes Aslashminan. But the Chidush of the Mishnah is Kohenes. What's bothering the Gemara, presumably, is that there is a line in Rabbi Yehuda that we have in front of us on our daf, B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad, that line about Yisrael is superfluous. He should have just got straight to the chase, to a Kohen. So Baye says, you're right, but he's just coming to tell us Kohenes. Rav Amar, Chodesh Mole v'Chodesh Chaser Iga Beinai. No, he's coming to emphasize something else. There's a beautiful diuk that Rava makes. Rava points out that in our Mishnah, the Lashon of the Tanakhama is Shloshim Yom, while Rabbi Yehuda says Chodesh. So the Nafkamina is going to be, what happens if you have a Chodesh that is Chaser? So in such a case, says Rabbi Yehuda, then it's 29 days, and not 30 days. While the Tanakhama is going to say, you always wait 30 days. The Gemara now has a new analysis of the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav lo yishanu ela b'mefaresh. The only time we had our machlokis in our Mishnah isn't in a case where the husband says that the neder is for 30 days. What happens if it's an open-ended neder? Avol b'stam, if he has an open-ended neder, yotzi l'altarit in ksuba, then immediately they need to separate and a ksuba is given. Ushmuel amar afilu b'stam lo yotzi shami yimatze Pesach l'nedaro. And Shmuel disagrees and says that when it comes to a stam case, so then in such a case there isn't a divorce, and we wait, even though it seems to be open-ended, because maybe there's going to be a petach, an opening that's found in neder. Petach is one of the halachic phenomenons that Chazal use to find that there was something wrong with the neder. That is a pesach. So the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is, do we wait for 30 days in general? Because an open-ended neder is more than 30 days. Shmuel says we wait for 30 days, even though it's more, because there's a possibility that a Pesach will be found. While Rav says divorce immediately. Asks the Gemara, this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel seems to be superfluous, because they already argued about whether the kavana of the Mishnah is Mefaresh, or even by Stam as well, in a totally different Mishnah, earlier on Samach Aleph Amebeis. This not, we discussed earlier, Hamadir Esishta Mitash Mishamita, Beishamayim Shtei Shabbosus, Beisilayim Shabbos Achas. If a man says that he's not going to have relations with his wife, so Beishamay says they could, the vow could take effect for 2 weeks, and Beisil says for 1 week. Va'amar Rav, and Rav said, Machlokis b'mefarish. That Machlokis is only if he spells out the week. Avol b'stam, but if he says stam, he's not going to have tashmish, yotzi l'altarit in ksuba. A get has to be given immediately, and a ksuba given. U'shmuel amar afilu b'stam nami lo yotzi. And Shmuel says, even b'stam, they do not get divorced. Shemi yimotze pesach l'nidro. Lest he come and find a pesach to undo the nether, so we give a week's time to undo the nether. So what do we see? That Rav and Shmuel already, when the Tanoim gave a specific time period for a nether that is normally not acceptable, for example, it's not acceptable to make a nether that he's not going to support her, it's not acceptable to make a nether that he's not going to have tashmish with her. However, if there is a specific period of time that he said, so then in such a case, Av says, if it falls under the limit of our Mishnah, then it will be fine. Shmuel disagrees. So we have the same machlokis in regards to intimacy that we have in regards to support. So once we know that Rav and Shmuel argued over there, why do I need to repeat the machlokis Rav and Shmuel over here? If on Samach Aleph they were cholek, so then on Ayin they're also going to be Cholek. Says the Gemara, again, Ushmuel Amar Filu B'Stam Nami Lo Yotzi Shemi Yimotzei Pesach L'Nidro. Answers the Gemara, Tzricha, Di Itmar Bahi. Bahi Kama Rav. Maybe in our case, Rav would have his position, that if it's Stam, then you immediately have to get a divorce, Mishum D'Lo Efshar B'Parnes. Because if there's Stam, you won't be able to find a Parnes for Tashmish Hamita. When it comes to Tashmish Hamita, then in such a case, there's no Parnes that could take the place to for the Tashmish Hamita. Only the husband will be able to do it. So therefore, says the Gemara, there Rav would say his position that the Halacha is by Stam, you immediately need to have a divorce. Avol Beha, but when it comes to ours, sugya over here. So Bahi, when we said our, we meant the sugya of Tashmish Hamita. Beha means our sugya when it comes to Mizonos, the Efshar B'Parnes, Eimamod Elo Shmuel. Maybe in such a case, he would agree with Shmuel that the halacha would be, even if it does stam, because we give time for a psicha in the nether. Because at the end of the day, we give him a Parnes. So that's why we need the position of Shmuel, Rav repeated, V'yitmar baha, and if we had only learned the machlokas over here between Rav and Shmuel, baha kamar Shmuel, maybe Shmuel only says his position, that you don't divorce right away, mishum devshav aparnis, because aparnis could be put up in the interim. Aval bahi, when it comes to the sugya of tashmish, eim emodel el Rav, maybe in such case, eim emodel to Rav. So tzricha, that's why we need to repeat the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in two different places. Now the Gemara will analyze the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel through the eyes, through the lens of our Mishnah. Tznan, on ayin amad alf, the beginning of Perek HaMadir, we learned HaMadir sishto shloi titom echa mikol haperis, yoytziv yitin ksuba. If he makes a vow that his wife cannot have benefit from peros, then he has to divorce her. Bishleim ele Rav, according to Rav, I understand, and explains Rashi, why I need a resha and a seifa. In our resha, we have madir, in a case of madir sishto lehenosla. And then, we have as madir sishto shel titem echa mikol haperos. So bishleim ele Rav, according to Rav, who had said above, that if he says that his wife cannot derive any benefit from him, and he says it bistam, so then in such a case it's yotzi vitim ksubasa. Bishlam the Rav, kam bistam, kam mefarish. I'll be able to explain one as talking about stam, the other is talking about mefarish. Seifa would be talking about a case of stam, and that's why you get divorced immediately. And in the Reisha, so there the halacha is that you don't get divorced immediately because there it's mefarish. Elu Shmuel kasha, but according to Shmuel, even by stam you don't get divorced, so then the difficulty is, why in the Seifa do you have to get divorced immediately? In the Reisha it says you have 30 days. In the Seifa it says you get divorced immediately. Answers the Gemara, Chamai Skinan, Kigon Shenadra Hu, Vikiem La Ihu. We're talking about, according to Shmuel, we're going to learn that the Seifa is talking about a case of where she made the Neder, and he affirmed the Neder. Vikasava Rabbi Meir, Hu Nosen Etzban, Bein Shineha. Rabbi Meir says he gets burned by affirming her neder. In other words, he put his finger between her teeth and she bites him because now, when he affirmed the neder, they have to get divorced and he has to give her the ksuba. Rashi explains, V'kasava Rabbi Meir, let's take a look at that Rashi, six lines into the narrow, on Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, V'kasava Rabbi Meir, Shekiyem Nasan Etzpa Ben Shneva Yishicha, Lefichach Yiktein Ksuba. So everything works out nicely. Asks the Gemara, but wait a second, there's another Rabbi Meir. And of course, Rabbi Meir is a Tanakhama, it works out well. Asks the Gemara, V'sava Rabbi Meir, Hu Nasan Etzpa Ben Shneva, does Rabbi Meir hold of this concept that when he affirms it, and then the neder undermines their marriage, he still has to pay the ksuba. Vatanya isha shenadra bin nazir. A woman makes a neder, she's going to be a nazir. Rishama baila v'lo hefir la. And the Baal hears it, and he doesn't revoke her. Meir b'yuda amrim. He no sentence eitzba ben shiner. She put her finger between his teeth, and therefore the halacha is that halacha will be as follows. L'ficha imratza ha-baal l'hafer yafer. If the Baal wants to revoke the neder, he can. V'im amar yefshi bisha nadranis. And if she says, I don't want a woman who's going to be making all these strange vows, she's going to make her vow to be a nizira. Teitze shaloi biksuba. So what do you see? See, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if she makes a neder that's going to force her to be divorced, she loses her ksuba. Happens to be Rabbi Yosef Belazar Omrim, Hu Nasan Etzba Ben Shina. By affirming it, he put the finger between her mouth, she bites the finger, she hurts him, and he has to pay the ksubal. Fichachim Ratzah Bal Yafi Yafir, he could be Mefer. Vimarmi Yafshi Kabishan Adranis Yotzi Yitin Ksuba. So what do we see? We see that when a woman makes a neder that's going to force the marriage to break, we have two ways of looking at it. We could look at it when the husband first affirms it as hu nosen etzba ben shineha, she bites him and he has to pay, or he nosna etzba ben shineha, she was the one who made the problem, and then in such a case, the husband does not have to pay the ksuba. What did Rabbi Meir say in the Tosefta in Nazir that we just quoted? Case of Nazir, Rabbi Meir says, he nasna etzba ben shina. She's the one who gets in trouble, which is the opposite of the way we just quoted Rabbi Meir. Epuch, you're right, Gemara says, you're right, you have to switch around. Rabbi Meir, Yehuda, Omrim, hu nase. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda are the ones who say that he put the finger. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar, Omrim, he nasna. While Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar say she was the one who put the finger. Asks the Gemara, is that so? V'sar Rabbi Yosi, he nasna? Does Rabbi Yosi hold she was the one who put the finger? and got bitten? Vatna, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Aimer, Ba'anius, Shaloi Nasan Kitzva. Rabbi Yossi has quite a chidush in the Sefer of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has another case on Ayin. Hamadiris Ishtai Shaloi Tiskashet Be'echad Mikol Aminim. The halacha is if he says she cannot use cosmetics or jewelry, divorce. Can't have that from a woman. However, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that this only applies ba'anius, that he absolute poverty is when this applies. Shelo nasan kitza, he doesn't give any limit to when this is going to be over. However, if he gives a limit, in other words, he says for a month, so then in such a case, she could elect to wait for that particular time. So what do we see? We see that according to Rabbi Yossi, if she made the neder and he is mekayimit, so then in such a case, it would be hu nasan etzba ben shineha. Over in the Braisa, we said the opposite. We said it's he nasna etzba ben shineha. Answers the Gemara, Ema Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yossi amrim hu nasen, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Lazar amrim hi nasna. So we're going to start really switching things around. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, the ones who say hu nasen, Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar say hi nasna. Asks the Gemara, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda hi nasna? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that she who gets burnt? Vatnan, but then we learn Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Yoyim Echad, Yikayim, that according to Rabbi Yisrael, for Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me, when it comes to a Yisrael, that only time that a neder, in which that was a case Rabbi Yehuda made his comment, where he says she cannot eat the fruits at all, he could leave her for only one day. And then he has to divorce her and give her ksuba. So what do we see? In general, Rabbi Yehuda holds, hu nasan etzba ben shneah. Ema, so you're right. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, amrim hu nasan. He's the one who gets burned. Rabbi Lazar, amrim hi nasna. V'imtim tzalomar. Zuge, zuge, ktani. And if you're going to say that that's difficult, to have three in the braisa saying hu nasan and one saying hi nasna, ema Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, amrim hi nasan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, amrim hu nasan. Or you could say that it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, hold that she did it, that she's the one who's going to get burnt, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, and Rabbi Yossi is going to say that he gets burnt. Vastama deloka Rabbi Meir. And then what will come out is that the Stam Mishnah, our Tanakama, is not going to be following Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara goes back to this line, Ba'anius Shelo Kitzva, that we had mentioned that in a case of where a man is Madir Ishto Shelo Tiskashet Be'echon Mikol Aminim, so then in such a case, that if it's Anius, so then if she is a poor girl, so then there's no allotted time, as long as it has an end, whether he says 2 months or 3 months, so then she's looking forward to her jewelry in 2-3 months. And when it comes to Ashirus, so then in such a case it's 30 days. V'savar Rabbi Yossi ba'aniyu shelo nasan kitzva. That Rabbi Yossi holds that if where there is an anius, where there is no limit, so then in such a case, he needs to divorce her. Alma, so what does that seem to infer? Baal matzi mefir, that a husband is allowed to revoke a neder that his wife makes when his wife says that she is not going to adorn herself at all, because we see that's one of the requirements to the marriage, to the point that if he makes an edda that she can't adorn herself in the marriage, then in such a case they have to get divorced. So we see that the Baal should be able to be made for such an edda because it's something that interrupts marriage. Rashi explains 10 lines from the bottom, Alma Baal Matzim Mefer Nidre Kishut Midikonis Laksuba Laksuba Al Shekaimo, from the fact that he has to give her ksuba. If he makes a neder which says that she can't do the kishut, we see that the kishut then is one of the responsibilities of marriage. Ureminu, elu dvarim shabal mefer dvarim sheish ben inui nefesh. These are the things that the Baal can make a mefer, do hafaris nedarim. Revoke the neder, things that have inui nefesh, things that are torturous. Im erchatz, im lo erchatz. Im eskashet, im lo eskashet. If a woman makes a neder that she's not going to put on jewelry, makes a neder she's not going to wash, so then in such a case, the husband could be made for the neder. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidrei inui nefesh. Ve'elu hei nidrei nefesh. What are nidrei inui nefesh that a woman would say? Shalach ha-bachle, v'shalosh te-yayim, v'shalosh eskashet, bibig deitziv onin. that she says she's not going to wear other clothing or she's not going to eat meat. Notice, however, that Rav Yossi's example is only Bigdei Tzivonim. However, other types of neder are not something that the husband can revoke. Yet we just got through saying that it's a definitional to the relationship to the point that if the husband makes a neder, then he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Continues the Gemara on the top of Ayin Aleph on Beis. Hachmayiskinam bidvarim shebeino lebeino. We're talking about those things that are between him and her. Those things relate to intimacy. Those things that relate to intimacy, Rashi says, what are those things? What type of kishut beino leveino? That there are certain hairs that, if not removed, would make the woman look appealing to her husband. So that is such a case that something that could be, a baal could be made for. However, we're just talking about jewelry, so then in such a case, then the baal cannot be made for that. And then in such a case, if a woman makes a nether about that, then that's not a ma'ake for the marriage. And if a husband makes a nether that the woman can't wear it, so then as well, it's not a ma'ake for the marriage, according to Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, okay, elamanda amar ain't about mefer ma'ikel meimer. But there are opinions that say that even that, if a woman says she's not going to use the medicine that removes the hair, the baal cannot be made for that neder, because even that is not ma'akev in the marriage. De itmar dvarm shebeino leveino, Ravuna amar abal mefer, Ravada barava amar ein abal mefer. So our teretz works according to Ravuna, who says that's definitional to the marriage, and therefore the husband can revoke such a neder. But according to Ravada barava, that's not so. Shalom atzinu, Ravada barava has a sharp expression. Shalom atzinu shual shemes ba'afer pir, because we didn't find the fox become discomforted with his hole. In other words, if this man has gotten used to being with this woman, all of a sudden the fact that she doesn't use a little bit of a medicinal removal for her hair, that all of a sudden will not make her a different woman, that now the baal can't be with her. So rather, we need to give a different teretz according to Rabbi Yossi. Kegon ditalinu likishuteha bitashmish hamita. He normally wears during tashmish that particular clothing. So then, the amra, if she says, yosar hanos tashmish echala yimeskashet, if she says, hanos tashmish is going to be yosar if I'm wearing these things, so then in such a case, then that's something that's dover beino leveino. And in such a case, then even Rabbi Yossi would hold that's ma'akiv in the marriage, even though other jewelry is not. Kid Amar of Kana, is Rav Kana taught? Amar of Kana, hanos tashmishi alecha. If a woman says that she's not going to have her husband allowed to get tashmish, hana from tashmish with her, I make hana of the tashmish with me. The woman says to her husband, usher to you. So then in such a case, kofe umisham shaso. Then in such a case, they could be forced to have relations and nothing needs to be done because she's already meshubit to it from the ksuba. However, what happens if she says, hanas tashmishcha alai, the hana of tashmish with you that I get is going to be usher to me, yafer. So then in such a case, the husband could be mefer. Lefi she'em achin la'adam davara usher lo. Because the wife, now the halacha is that she cannot have tashmish with him, and he's not allowed to force her to have tashmish because she's going to be usher unless they do hafara. In contrast to when she says hanos tashmishi alecha, so then in such a case, she cannot make herself usher to him because that is one of the things that she's meshubit for, then a neder is not necessary. Then a hafara, is not necessary. Asks the Gemara, what about your teretz that you just gave me from the instance of the talinu the kishuta b'tashmish hamita, and she said hanos tashmishi chalech im miskashet, that was the particular case according to Rabbi Yossi, that in such an instance we described that's a case of dvarm shebeino lebeino, that the baal is allowed to be mefer. What's the problem? Why does the baal need to be mefer? V'lo tiskashit v'lo teyaser. She'll just won't put on those cosmetics or that jewelry, and then they can have tashrus for another problem. Says the Gemara, imkein karla menuvelis. The husband will say she's a menuvelis if she doesn't dress that way. In other words, that he doesn't feel attracted to her. Says the Gemara, v'tiskashet v'teyaser. So let her put on that kishut, and she'll be ushered him. Ilibei shamish shteilus shabbosos. Ilibei silal shabbos achas. So at least you'll have a week or 2 weeks. In our Mishnah, we learned that the halacha is yotzi v'yiten ksuba immediately according to the Tanakam. Says Gemara, hani milhecha de adra ihu. When did our Mishnah say that the halacha is give them a week or two? That's when he made the nether. The savra, because, and she thinks we give her a little time. Mirtach rasach ilave. V'hashtem osev daite. Now he's upset that he made the neder. He'll calm down and my marriage has potential. Avahacha denadre I, but when she made the neder, v'shasek la, and he was entirely silent. Savra, she thinks, midi'ishtik misnehu desanile, he hates me even more than if he himself had said it. Because maybe then he had just said it in anger. Back into our Mishnah, the Gemara analyzed Rabbi Yosef Amar Baniya Shelo Nasan Kitzva. Only time when it comes to a neder that a husband makes his wife can't use jewelry if they're poor is if he doesn't give any ended period of time. But if he gives an ended period of time, so then in such a case a neder is chal v'kama kitzva. And what is that end period of time? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Yud Beis Chodesh. Up until 12 months. As long as it says with 12 months or less, so then in such a case, then the neder could be chal if they're poor. Why she's not used to getting kishut all the time? Rabba bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochan, Eser Shanim, even much longer than that, 10 years. Rav Chizda Amar, Avimi, Rav Chizda said name Avimi, Regel, she came in Os Yisrael, Miskashdos, Regel. Generally, the woman puts on cosmetics or jewelry for the regel, and therefore, if it's anything longer than the next regel, then that's not fair, and therefore the marriage has to be dissolved immediately with him giving the ksuba. Bashir Shalashim Yom, we learned in our Mishnah, but if they're wealthy, then it's 30 days. Any more than 30 days, then he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Mishnah Shalashim Yom, why 30 days? Amar Abayish Ken Isha Shachashuva Nenes Mereach Kishuta Shalashim Yom. A woman who is chashuv enjoys her cosmetics for 30 days, and then she wants something new. And therefore, more than 30 days is not something she expects, and he immediately has to give her a ksuba if she is a wealthy woman. We begin a new Mishnah. Hamadris ishtei shloi tedech lebeis aviyah bezman shu ima be'ir chodesh echad yikayim shnayim v'yotzi. If a man says, I make a neder on my wife that she can't visit her husband's house, if he's with her in the same city for a month, then that neder is acceptable. And they could still stay married, and the neder is chal. However, if it's shnayim, if it's 2 months, and then that's not fair to his wife, yotzi v'yotin ksuba. Please, Rabbosai, not only don't try the neder at home, please also try to be mekayim the mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch, to be mechabed one's in-laws, and there's so much importance in that in Shalom Bayis. Ubizman shu bi'ir achas, excuse me, acheres, and in a case where he's in a different city, so then in such a case, regel achad yikayim, then it's possible for him to make a neder up until the next regel, including the next regel, shlosha, but if it's three, yotzev yiten ksuba, that's not fair to demand. Hamader ishtoi shelo teilech lebeis avel. If he makes another, she can't go to a beis avel. O lebeis hamishta, yotzev yiten ksuba, pnei shenol b'faneha. He is closing life's doors to her. She, a human being, needs to experience the joys of a beis hamishta and the sorrows of a beis avel. V'mayetayin, mishum davar acher. But if his claim is based on quote-unquote davar acher, that relates to znus, that he's afraid that there are people that will try to force her to do averos rashoi. Then in such a case, he's allowed to. Amar la manasha tomri leplani, masha amret li. If he says, making a neder with you, if you don't tell somebody what you told me, or what I told you, osha tehe mimala umaara la ashba, or he makes a neder that she must throw out the garbage, then that is not a way to treat his wife. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. he needs to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Analyzes the Gemara, Gufa Kasha. I have a question on the Mishnah itself. Amar regalech yikayma shnayim yotzei v'yotzei ksuba. That if he says, when they're in a different city from the in-laws, so then in such a case, if he makes a neder saying that she can't go see the in-laws, if it's for one regel, then it's okay. So we could deduce hashnayim, bavatarei to regal yotzi v'itein ksuba. Then he needs to divorce her immediately and give the ksuba because it's not fair to her. Ema seifa, but what does it say? If it says shlosha yotzi v'itein ksuba, hashnayim yikayim. There's a stira in the mashmos. Amar Abaya seifa asan lekohenes. Abaya answers that the seifa is talking about a kohenes. When it comes to a woman who's married to a Kohen, there, as we've pointed out earlier, the stakes are greater. Because once he divorces her, so then, in such a case, then we're going to be stuck. They're not going to be able to get remarried. Conscious to a Yisrael, if he divorces his wife, based on the instances of our sugyas where he doesn't treat her properly, they could both decide they're going to treat each other better, and then he could remarry her. So when it comes to a kohenes, we're slower to pull the trigger. V'Rebbe Yehuda, and we've seen this already within the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. As we saw Rebbe Yehuda on the first Mishnah, on Daf Ayin, we saw Rebbe Yehuda differentiate between the halacha of Yisrael and a kohen. Rabba Bar Ula Omar Lo Kasha, Kam biredufa, kam b'she'en redufa. Rabbi Arula gives a different answer. It depends on what type of girl we're talking about. If we're talking about a woman who always runs to her father's house, so then in such a case, it's not fair to the husband, and even after two regalim, it's not fair to the wife, so then in such a case, even after two regalim, then if he insists on two regalim, then that's not fair. And he will have to divorce her and give her a ksuba. However, if she's not someone who normally is used to running to her house, so then in such a case, up until three negalim is going to be acceptable and considered normal. Yirtzeh Hashem will pick up on tomorrow's daf, where the Gemara gives us makoros and shir hashirim of different styles of girls in terms of how much they go back to their parents' house and how much they don't. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf ayin aleph in Maseches Ksubas.